Hello. Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was talking. I didn't even know you could hear me. I was saying that I apologize first for keeping you on hold for so long. And I was trying to give them time to answer the phone, but they kept me on a very long hold. So we can go ahead and cancel
Of
this
course.
service out for you if you like and get someone else out to assist with your tire change.
Wait. Before you cancel, is it possible that you can get someone else out first and see what that ETA is?
No, ma'am. We would have to cancel this service in order to redispatch out another service under the same ticket.
Can I open up a new ticket?
No, ma'am. There's only one ticket.
Why can't I open up a new ticket?
Because you already have a service going. This service would have to be canceled. We can't have two services going out at one time.
Okay. But there's just no guarantee how long the other is it going to be a different company for sure?
Yes, it will. We will have to cancel this service with this company, and then we would have to resend someone else out. I mean, we can do that. That's an option. But if you don't want to cancel, you don't have to cancel. You can continue to wait for the services to see if the provider does show up, say like 10, 15 minutes. If he doesn't, then you can give us a call back. We can try calling them again. Or I know, did you receive a text message with the information of the providers? Like his phone number, the
No.
ETA. You didn't receive any of that? Okay.
Well, when I got it, yeah, when I got a text, I mean, I was on hold for an hour. No one answered. So I don't really know. I just think you guys need to take them off your vendor list entirely because there's no type of communication. I mean, I understand there might be other folks en route. Let us know, and that's fine. But if I can't even reach you and can't get any updates, no texts, incorrect ETAs, I mean, I'm kind of trying to switch insurance companies at this point because I don't feel like you all have the proper support. So it might make sense just to go ahead and cancel because you can't reach them, I can't reach them, and I'm just here waiting for over 2 hours.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get that service canceled for you then. Would you like us to find someone else, or what would you like the
Of
ending
course.
result to be?
I would like someone, the ending result, I would like someone here to change my tire within the next 5 minutes.
Well, that I would love for that to happen, but we cannot guarantee that. There's no one that is sitting, unfortunately, down the street or something like that. We don't know. I'm gonna put it this way. We're the insurance company for roadside. The providers are the ones, of course, that do provide the service. We do have to call them to see if they're able to do services. I do agree with you with this company. They are not answering the phone. I'm not sure what's going on. They could be backed up. Their lines could be full. I'm not sure. Communication is key. I agree. But the best that we can do is to cancel this service and redispatch someone else. I can send an alert up to our company to let them know as this company, of course, was having issues with the communication with you calling them, me calling them, things like that, and make them aware of the problem. But like I said, we can't continue to look for someone else for you. Normal services do take. Now, this is normal services on a regular day, can take from 45 minutes to an hour. Some providers can
That's
give a
fine.
30-minute ETA. Some maybe give longer than that. But I just wanted to make you aware of that because the next provider, he may even give a 30-minute ETA, or he may give another 60-minute
Yeah.
ETA. Okay, so I'm going to
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
totally fine. Yeah, I'm very understanding. It's just when you're an hour past your 60-minute ETA with no level of communication, that's unacceptable. Now, if you're going past the time and say, "Hey, sorry, finishing up another call, we'll be there in another 30 minutes," I'm totally fine. I know what's going on. But I mean, this is my Thursday night. I've been waiting for 2.5 hours, haven't eaten dinner yet. Like, I could have done a lot of other things. You can't get time back. So, yeah, to save time, let's go ahead and cancel them out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate if you write up and notify the problem, just
mm-hmm.
so other folks don't experience that. And then if we can see what other providers are out there to assist. Thanks, Brittany.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'll go ahead and get on that. Just be looking out for another text message with the information. You're going to see a cancellation text message shortly once I cancel this service out. But you also will see another text message once we secure it. Okay.
Am I going to stay on the phone until that's done, or do you prefer to not be on the phone?
It's your choice. I can put you on hold. I can't tell you how long it's going to take me to find a provider. Like I said, it varies. And I can place you on hold if you want to choose to stay on hold. You can stay on hold, or I can give you a call back. That choice is yours.
Okay, yeah, I don't mind staying on hold. The music was pretty good.
Okay, give me one moment.